Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the American Apostolical Catholic Church's Night Prayer. I'm your host this evening, Deacon Dr. Mark, a Deacon here, EAOC. Tonight, we'll be praying the Divine Chaplet, which we'll hear in the song. And after this, we will contemplate on tonight's Lectio Divina, what is known as Divine Reading. It's a process of reading scripture, meditating, and praying, which is intended to promote communication with God and to increase your knowledge of God's glory. After the reading, we'll offer a brief interpretation of the Lectio Divina. So after praying our Divine Chaplet and Lectio Divina, I'll be joined by seminary and others, and we'll begin our night prayer for compliments. Can I ask you to sit back? Begin to relax. And let the Holy Spirit begin to fill you. Our opening prayer this evening is as we gather here in the harbor of your safety, we thank you for fellowship and for family. We ask that you will strengthen, restore, and inspire us with your love. Lord, please fill us with your peace, so that as we journey onward, we would pour out your love and grace to others. We ask that our souls would catch the wind of your spirit, so that we would take your promise all of the earth. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body passion. have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body of love, soul and divinity, of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Atonement for us and those of the
For the sake
on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world.
On the whole world, for the sake of the stars.
I let the Venus with human. It's from Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6. I will trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not to my own understanding, but in all of my ways I will acknowledge him, and he will direct my path. Once again, I will trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not to my own understanding, but in all of my ways I will acknowledge him, and he will direct my path. Think about this for a second. And I'll be back in just a moment. Give you some time. But think about that phrase. Think of our some thoughts. And when the children of Israel were finally set free from Egypt, after about 400 years of slavery, they started marching out the Red Sea. There were the impassable mountain ranges on two sides with the sea in front of them. Behind them in opposite, the Egyptian army. Because the Pharaoh had changed his mind about letting them go. The path before the Israelites looked like a desert. But God knew exactly what he wanted to do. He had not made a mistake. He could see what they could not see. He opened the Red Sea and they walked to safety. Years later, the Israelites went back and saying, your world led by a pathway through the sea, a pathway no one knew there. But today, you may be facing dead end, either financially, emotionally, or spiritually. Remember, God can see a path that you don't know. If you will trust God, and keep on moving in faith, even when you don't see a way, see the people. They will become more understandable as you head down that path of success for you. But understanding is not a requirement to start down that path. The path of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, shining brighter the full light of day. So what do you do in the meantime? Do what Proverbs 3 says. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. You don't need to try to figure it out. In truth, you may not understand most of the things that happen in your life. Be patient. God knows what he's doing. God knows what's best for you. All those problems, heartaches, difficulties, and delays, all the things that make you ask why, one day will all be clear in the light of God's love. But for now, we are learning to trust God. So sit back, relax, and we're going to get ready for night prayer, which will start in just a few minutes. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Hallelujah.
I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts, in my words, in what I have done, and what I have failed to do. Through my fault, through my faults, through my most grievous faults. Therefore, I ask, Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray to me to the Lord our God. And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lead kindly light amid the encircling gloom. The night is dark and I am far from home. Lead thou me on. Keep thou my feet, I do not ask to see the distance seen, one step in.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High and abides in the shade of the Almighty says to the Lord, my refuge, my stronghold, my God in whom I trust.
It is he who will free you from the snare of the fowler, who seeks to destroy you. He will conceal you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge.
You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the plague that prowls in the darkness, nor the scourge that lays waste at noon.
A thousand may fall at your side, 10,000 fall at your right. You, it will never approach. His faithfulness is buckler and shield.
Your eyes have only to look to see how the wicked are repaid. You who have said, Lord, my refuge, and have made the Most High your dwelling.
Upon you no evil shall fall, no plague approach where you dwell. For you he has commanded his angels to keep you in all your ways.
They shall bear you upon their hands, lest you strike your foot against the stone. On the lion and the viper you will tread, and trample the young lion and the dragon.
Since he clings to me in love, I will free him. Protect him, for he knows my name. When he calls, I shall answer. I am with you. I will save him in distress and give him glory.
With wounds of life, I will content him. I shall let him see my fading power. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. A reading from the book of Revelations, chapter 22. They shall see the Lord face to face, and bear his name on their foreheads. The night shall be no more. They will need no light from the lamps or the sun, for the Lord God shall give them light. And they shall reign forever. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Into your hands, Lord, I commend the Spirit. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. Alleluia. Alleluia.
You have redeemed us, Lord, out of truth.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. Alleluia, alleluia.
Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, and awake. We may keep watch with Christ and asleep rest in his peace.
Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. And let us pray this evening for our bishops, all clergy and seminarians of the American Apostolic Old Catholic Church, that our mission of reaching out to everyone and to build a prayerful, all-inclusive community that celebrates and welcomes diversity from all walks of life continues. The more men and women from all communities will have the courage to follow the call from God and to serve in the church. We ask prayers for the continued development of the mission church of St. Timothy and Titus, the work of Bishop Rake and Deacon Mike in the Waukegan, Chicago area. We pray for our ministries in Phoenix, Dallas, and the Massachusetts area, or wherever throughout the United States our seminarians are located. We ask prayers for our upcoming ordination in June 9th through the 11th for those seminarians joining as priests and deacons. The loving Blessed Virgin Mary, take to your heart your sons and daughters who are close to you. And because of the power which they are about to receive to carry on the work of Christ in a world which needs them so much, Lord, may you give them a deep faith, a bright and firm hope, a burning love, which will ever increase in the course of their religious lives. We pray also for the abused and neglected animals, that the intercession of St. Francis may help them. Let us pray for the poor, hungry, and neglected all over the world, that their cries for daily bread may inspire works of compassion and mercy among those to whom much has been given. Lord, we ask that you use your comfort and strength for the people of Manchester, England, at this time of sudden disaster and crisis. Surround us now with your grace and peace. By your Spirit, lift up those who have fallen. Sustain those who work to rescue or to rebuild, and fill them with the hope of your new creation through Jesus Christ, our Rock and our Redeemer. Let us continue to pray for peace, protection, and safety of our nation and all nations, and for those leaders that God's peace will rule their hearts and not fear. We pray for the sick, lonely, discouraged, or oppressed, for the poor, the homeless, the unemployed, and destitute, for prisoners, captives, all who are disenfranchised, and all who remember and care for them, that they might find comfort in your love. Have compassion, Lord, on all of those who have suffered the injustice, humiliation, and pain of abuse, whether it be sexual, physical, emotional, spiritual, and all other forms of sinful conduct. In the midst of their distressing circumstances, give them courage to speak. May your perfect love drive out fear and anxiety, and in your mercy, create opportunities for these men, women, and children to share their pain, reveal their struggle, and expose the hurtful actions of others. Lord Jesus, when you were on earth, they brought the sick to you, and you healed them all. We ask you to bless all those in sickness, in weakness, and in pain, and those suffering from any infirmity or illness. God, we ask your help for our brothers and sisters who are ill. And we ask you to help us to be healing people in our time and place. In the midst of illness, pain, and suffering, may they be united with Christ, who heals both body and soul. And seminarian Larry, do you have any prayer intentions of your own or the prayer in the chat room this evening?
Yes, in the chat room, seminarian Bryce asks that we pray for his friend Doug, who is currently unconscious. He'll be in ICU for approximately 3 days, and he should be awakened tomorrow. He asks that we keep him in our thoughts and our prayers. Seminarian Lynn asks us to please pray for her children, Piper, Ross, and Charlotte. I want to pray for all the rest of our children, that God will just form a hedge of protection around them. Not a protection that will barricade them, but that will draw them into Him. That they'll come into His service. That they'll come into the kingdom. I pray for all the lost and abused animals tonight. They'll be kept safe. I pray mostly for Bishop Rake, that she leads us with a strong hand, a clear mind, that our heart be at peace. Brother Mark.
Thank you, Seminary. The special intentions that have been mentioned tonight on night prayer, and for our own needs and intentions that we now recall in our hearts. Lord God, your Son taught us that what we do for the least of our brethren, we do also for him. Give us the will to be the servant of others as he was the servant of all and gave up his life and died for us. Lord, you've heard the prayers of your people and for all of those who need. Look with compassion upon us and all who turn to you for help, for these prayers and all of our prayers. The church humbly prays.
Amen.
We have celebrated today the mystery of the rising of Christ to new life. May we now rest in your peace, safe from all that could harm us, and rise again refreshed and joyful to praise you throughout another day. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And may the all-powerful Lord grant us a restful night and a peaceful death.
Amen.
And we'd like to end this evening's prayer with a prayer to St. Michael. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the other evil spirits who wander throughout the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.